I'm Kevin McCrory, and this is Jukebox Journey. We're unstuck in time, jumping through decades and genres, meditating on a theme. This week, new school year, new you.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule.
From 1957, Chuck Berry.
You study him hard and hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone.
Remember the feeling of starting high school? Maybe you were insecure about who you were seen as in the grades before, pigeonholed as too bookish, too sensitive, too nerdy, too weird. A new year in a new building with new classmates offers an opportunity to clean the slate, a chance for reinvention.
Won't you let me walk you home? From school.
From 1972, Big Star.
Won't you let me meet you at the pool?
Okay, reinvention, but who or what to become?
For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me.
Sam Cooke from 1960, Not a Surf from 1996, and Wheatus from 99.
Maybe
part of the reason those high school years can be so difficult is because you don't really know how the world works, but you still need to sort out how you fit into it. From 2008, an 18-year-old Taylor Swift. As a kid, so much of who we are is a reflection of how our parents see us. What the teenage years give us is a chance to create our own vision, in part by choosing our friends. We pick people who reflect something back that we want to affirm, traits we want to see in ourselves. Charles Bradley from 2016. If we're lucky, we find a blend of friends who push us to evolve. That right mix of responsible and hardworking, but wild, ambitious, and bold, funny, and creative.
Says to transcend where we are.
Pearl Jam from 1996. The reinvention doesn't come easy. There's the pain of pushing away from friends from younger years who you find yourself outgrowing, those you want to reflect your past, not your future.
Hey, who's your biggest fan? Even do it, or give me your right hand, that's what you say.
I see now, ain't nothing but trouble ahead.
The snake, the rat, the cat, the dog. How you gonna see him if you living in the fog?
DMX from 1998. And then there's navigating the haters, the naysayers, the bullies. Or, as Bob Dylan sang in 1965,
gargles in the rat race choir, bent out of shape from society's pliers, cares not to come up any higher, but rather get you down in the hole that he's in.
But with support from your friends, you start to see your insecurities as assets. And that's where the real reinvention happens. It's not conforming. It's emerging from the cocoon with the confidence to be the you that you were searching for all along.
Just move on up toward your destination.
Curtis Mayfield from 1970.
You may find from time to time complication.
As time goes by, there's fewer definitive refresh points in life, clear invitations for change. The treadmill just runs. You can blink and find yourself on a path you're not sure why you were traveling. But what the school days teach us is that we do hold the power to reshape our narrative, even if it means the pain of shaking loose from people who don't reflect our new vision and finding people who do. And when we're at that place, there's only one thing to do.
Shower the people you love with love.
Yeah, shower.
Show them the way that you feel.
James Taylor from 1976. I'm Kevin McCrory, and this has been a Jukebox Journey on WHYY.